Renaud Garcia-Fons is known among jazz fans as a virtuoso of the acoustic bass. The sounds he conjures from his five-string bass have won him admirers around the world. For his latest project, the Spanish-French musician wanted to concentrate on composition and to connect the music of East and West. Beto Arcos reports.
Renaud Garcia-Fons says the initial thinking behind his new album, Méditerranée, was not to compose music for a band, but to make a concept album inspired by music across the Mediterranean. And that took him back to his childhood.
When I was in family, I was, of course, listening to Spanish music. But when I grew up in Paris, I had a chance to listen to many different music from north of Africa, for example, which is Mediterranean. And after that, I had really a passion for all the music coming from Middle East, from Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt.
Garcia-Fons says all of these musics share common elements, and he wanted to find the connections.
This is what I think. We have really some bridges. Of course, each tradition is unique, but the sense of this music was also to try to establish some bridges between.
His exploration begins in Andalusia, in the south of Spain, with a piece called Aljamiado, a reference to the Spanish language from the time when the region was ruled by the Moors.
For me, it's a good illustration of the union between Occident and Orient, you know.
The music moves from west to east, from Spain to the south of France, Italy, Greece, to the northern tip of the Mediterranean.
So all the first pieces are more in an occidental way. And then the big change starts in the piece called Bosphore, because the trip arrives finally on the Bosphorus. So we reach the Orient and start some more oriental influences.
Unlike some of his previous recordings, the new album is not centered around his five-string acoustic bass, but on composition. Nevertheless, Yatrika Sharais, music director at the Skirball Cultural Center in Los Angeles, where Garcia-Fons performed recently with his quartet, says Garcia-Fons is a virtuoso.
This is a world-class musician that deserves to be truly acknowledged for what he does. He's unique in every sense of the word. He's unique in his approach to compositions, to his music. He's unique in his technique. He's unique in the way that he has revolutionized the bass. And simply, he has a fantastic band.
Garcia-Fons says he has always been intrigued with the notion that the roots of Western music come from the East, and he believes that thread is present, not just in Western Europe, but also in the Americas.
This is a fascinating point for me, and this is what also I really appreciate in all American music, from South to North, is that we can feel this influence from the Mediterranean area. And I think maybe the common relative is Baroque music. I heard that many Baroque musicians find some codex, for example, in Mexico. So I think this was one of the bridges for the music to come here and to meet other people.
and this aspect of music is very important to him. Garcia Fon says his new record is about a yearning for a common identity. Identity, he says, is something everyone can share, as we all have something in common, and music can be the bridge to connect us. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
We have one final note to report this evening, a happy note, a birth.
Elias Douglas Cater was born early yesterday morning. Young EDC is the son of our producer, Franklin Cater, and his wife, Anita.
Weighed in at 6 pounds, 7 ounces, and he's number 3 for the Cater family. Congratulations to everyone in the family, and welcome to the world, Elias.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.